Alishur Chelek Beis, Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, the 10th chapter, entitled Sefer Hayirah L'Rabbeinu Yonah. Acharei Kol Ma Shenisba'er B'Marach Hazeh, having explained everything that we have in this set of essays, Aleinu L'Seis Es Adal Sa Sefer Hayirah L'Rabbeinu Yonah Alav Hashalim. We want to pay some attention to Sefer Hayirah. Rabbeinu Yonah Madrich Oisarim B'Sefer Zeh B'Avidas Hayoyim. What he does is guide a person through the avodah of a typical day, me'ayekitza ve'ad ha'layla, from the moment a person wakes until the night, b'chol ha'inanim ha'alolim l'sachesh b'meshach ha'yoyim, in all typical matters that arise during the day, mitefilah, starting with tefilah, ad limud, learning, ve'ad oichel, meal times, uveyachas el kol b'nei ha'adam shanu ba'im b'maga'itam, and guidance regarding interaction with all the people that we all want to come into contact with during the day. Isha, banim, orechim, aniyim, amei ha'aretz v'chulei, whether it's one's wife, children, guests, paupers are coming, amei ha'aretz, etc. Be'emes reze shulchan aruch oyerechayim bekitzu. In truth, it's a brief, a concise version of shulchan aruch oyerechayim. V'yesh litmo, and therefore that sparks our surprise. Be'me sefer zem yuchad li'ir'ah. Why is it entitled sefer ha'ir'ah? How is it specific to ir'ah? In his introduction, he does not write anything which is specific to Yir'ah. He writes, Toiv la'adam la'seis ve'lisboir uloi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is good for a person to carry the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'lases moisrois umotois al tzavaroi, to carry the yoke, so that is the beams of the yoke on his neck, likanes la'avidas borei olam. V'yizkor es b'yiroi mimei b'chur Yisav, to remember his creator from the days of his youth, uvechol yoyim v'yoyim yosif oimetz, to become stronger every day, v'yizchazek b'mitzvas b'yiroi oylam, v'yachnis ahavasoi b'liboi, to grow in ahavas Hashem, v'yishveh ha'b'yiroi tomid l'neged enav. That's of course a paraphrase of shivisi Hashem l'negdi tomid, to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of him constantly. V'lidei ken yiten yir'as atzur al panav. Again, a paraphrase of a pasuk that Moshe says to Bnei Israel that the Yir'ah should be on his face. V'yachnia liboy v'yashpil kom asev esrum einav v'chulei. Harei kan avida, what you see over here is avida, kabalas ulei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except upon himself the yoke, zechiras habore v'ahava, remembering the Creator, then ahava. Ela shenir'e, what seems to emerge is, ki kol ha'ma'alo Yisrael en ha'chanois v'akdamois Yir'ah. All of these levels are preparations, they are prerequisites for Yir'ah. In the Sefer itself, Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't speak much about Yir'ah. Ma she'anachnu lomdim mikol ha'sefer hu, what we learn from the entire Sefer is this. Ki Yir'ah einah ma'ala achas ben sh'ar ma'alos elyonos. Yir'ah is not a specific achievement, a specific attainment among other supreme attainments. It's not something limited. Ela derech chayim be'eranus temidis. It's a way of life which is characterized by constant alertness. Kasher Adam Eir Kol Rega. When a person is alert at all times, every moment, Malasis Uy Malach Doil Chitzad Lisneg. What to do, what to desist from doing, how to behave, Zoyi Yir'ah. Bazen Utz Seif Ma'aracha Bischel Asa. And here we see that the end of the entire set of essays is really rooted in the beginning. Beferik harishon lamadnu, we learned in the very first chapter of the Ma'aracha, ki Yir'ah hi ha'yekitza mitardemas ha'adam u'mevle hazman. We define Yir'ah there as awakening from that slumber, from that being anesthetized, the fact that the world seemed to be anesthetized. Yir'ah is the antidote to that. Kan b'sefer ha'yir'ah anu mitzim te'ur mushlam b'derech chayav shel adam ha'er hazeh lefitei potav. In sefer ha'yir'ah we find a perfect description of the path of life of this alert person, all the way down to the details in the minutia. Tamtzis ha'sefer u'mashi Rabbeinu Yonah kasav be'emtz ha'sefer. The essence of it is what he writes in the middle. V'chol es v'chol sha'a chashev. At all times, you should be calculating, thinking, Eich tase mitzvah ve'eich tishmo me'avera, how to fulfill this mitzvah, how to prevent or protect yourself from that avera, kedei la'ashlim kol ha'yom b'tova, in order to complete the day in goodness, in perfection. Seif davar ha'kol nishma, he's of course quoting the end of Koheles, haser mi lebecha kol machshava is oven, to remove from your heart thoughts of iniquity, ach yirhu tira v'iras shamayim. This is how we define Yir'ah, one of the definitions that we gave, this idea of constant alertness, that a person is never just flowing, acting on automatic pilot, just going through routine. He's alert at all times. He's awake at all times, in all details as to what to do. The author continues that Devarim Nisgavim Itanu, this may be a little exalted for us, Achtiroi Vilimoid Anu Tzarechim, phrase from Chazal in Masechet Brachos at the end. Im Anachnu B'matzav Shenuchal Yisnei Kacha Lemaase Eloi. If we are personally at a stage where we can behave like this in practice or not, that's a question. Maybe yes, maybe not. But Ladas Anu Chayavim Kezei Tachlis Torah Senak Desham. We are obligated to know at least that this is the objective. To live in this way, with this constant alertness, constant awareness, that's what the Torah requires. And one is obligated to know it. That's why it's imperative to widen and deepen this great concept. What stands at the center of our thought, day and night? What's at the focus of our thoughts? What stands there is I. ונוכל בקלוס להבחין בזה. One can easily notice this. ברגע שאנו פנויים מעסקינו, אנו חושבים על עצמנו. The moment we have a free moment, the moment we're not concentrating on whatever it is, a Gemara or some letter that we work on something in business, the moment a person moves from that, so automatically one thinks of oneself. האם ייתכן שמשהו אחר יעמוד במרכז מחשבתנו ולא אנחנו בעצמנו? Is it possible that something else should be at that center, at that focus, and not ours, not us? So that the moment a person is released from whatever he's concentrating on, he'll think about that other thing rather than thinking of himself. אפשרות כזאת נראית לנו רחוקה. It seems to us remote. והנה זהו החוד שבספר יראה. That's the sharp point. That's a spitz in ספר יראה. רבינו אינה מעמיד במרכז המחשבה של האדם את היראה. He puts at that focus יראה. מה המחשבה הראשונה של האדם כאשר מסעורר בבוקר? What is the first thought that a person has when he wakes up in the morning? איך הוא ישן? מה היו עסקיו ביום? How did he sleep? Does he feel a pain in his shoulder? He has a meeting today at 11. והנה רבינו אינה כסב, he writes, בכל בוקר בהקיצוי משנשא. In every morning, when the person awakens, יזדעזע וינירתע ונפחד מאימת הבורא, he should tremble, he should recoil out of awe for the Creator. וזכוי חסדו אשר עשה לו, remembering the chesed that Hashem has done for him, ואמונתו אשר שמע לו, his faithfulness in returning his neshama to him. זוהי תהיה מחשבתו הראשונה. We see over here that the focus shifts from thinking about the particular pain that I feel as I wake up, the bad shoulder, whatever it is, the ankle, or the meeting that one's going to have, rather to shift that focus to the Creator. We see over here this idea. Al derech ze mesader harabinyon es kol hayom. It's in this vein that he organizes the entire day. וכבהבנו לאל, on the previous page, we cited, מאמצע הספר, we cited the middle of the book, מה יחשוב בכל עץ ובכל שעה, what the person should be thinking at all times. אולם רבינו יונה אינו דעס יחיד בזה, he is not a sole opinion over here, על דרכוי הולך החסיד יעבץ בפירושל אביס, ג' משנה ה', in the same vein, רב יעקב עמדן follows in his commentary to פרקי אביס, במסניסין דהנעיר בלילה, we got in the Mishnah that speaks about a person awake at night, והמהלך בדרך ידי, who is traveling alone, ומפנה ליבוי לבטלה, and he's just wasting his time, his heart is idle. הרי זה מסחייב בנפשי. The Mishnah says it's מסחייב בנפשי. And Rav Yaakov Me'emden writes, כל מי שבליבוי מחשבה קבועה. A person who carries in his heart a fixed thought, בעיתויס הפנאי הוא נעשה ונעשן בה. So, בעיתויס הפנאי, when he has a moment, his thought returns to that fixed thought, that focused thought, which is there. ואנחנו חייבים לזכור תמיד התורה. We have to remember the Torah, that's what is in that focus. וזה יסוד היהודי אשר בו הרבנו מכל העמים. This is the foundation of a Jew. This is why we were chosen out of all the nations. אמר זכרו זאת וישששו. זכרו התורה, remember the Torah. ועשו יסוד היהדות בלבבכם. Place that foundation in your hearts. על כן מי שבשעות פנויות כאלו איננו זוכר התורה. Somebody who, in those open moments, like the person who's awake at night or traveling by himself and he doesn't remember the Torah. In other words, that's not the focus in his heart. Mischayev ben nafshei. End of quotation. Hein, hein adevarim. He's saying the same as Rabbeinu Yonah. Vim yir'ah et tira, whether Rabbeinu Yonah is speaking about yir'ah at the center, and Rav Yaakov Emden speaking about tira at the center, ach b'merkaz machshavoisenu aleihen amod velo anachnu. The point is that tzad ha'shaveh is that at the center of our thought, that default that our mind turns to whenever we have a moment, should not be us, but should be tira, yir'ah. Why are we even discussing what the Rishonim Achronim say about this? Hare Gemara Mefuresh says it. Express the Gemara Brachos Daf Samech Gimel. Dorash Bar Kapara. Ezehi Parasha Ketana Shekol Gufei Torah Tluyin Ba. Where is that small pasuk upon which the entire Torah depends? Bechol Derechecha Dayehu Vehu Yeyasher Orchosecha. That pasuk. Naim in all your ways. Dayehu Ze Beomkohu. The depth, the deep understanding of this, bechol rechecha da'ehu, to know him. The deep and profound meaning of it is la'chalif es toda'as ha'ani betoda'as ha'borei. To switch that consciousness of ani, of I, to the consciousness of the Creator. That at the center, one's thoughts drift inevitably towards the Creator. Navi bazeh shetei degum ois lecha, rech da'ehu zenir elemaase. We want to cite two examples, how this da'ehu, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it looks like in practice. Achas mi meke, then one example from ancient times, v'achas mi adereis ha'acharonim, and one from recent generations. Kasher Yaakov Avinu lav asher yisra'a im Yosef, when Yaakov Avinu eventually meets Yosef after all those years, nafal Yosef al tzavarav uvacha. They meet and Yosef cries. Aval Yaakov lo nafal al tzavar Yosef velo nishakoy. Chazal said that didn't apply to Yaakov, v'amru rabbi yisenu sheyakoy re'es shema, in parashas vayigash. He was reciting the Shema, Sha'ala ze begur Aryeh, here the Maharal, in his commentary, in Rashi's commentary, asks, She'im ze haya zman ki'as Shema, lam Yosef lo kara gamken. If it happened to be the time of ki'as Shema, why did Yosef also not recite the Shema? The Tirates, he writes, Kashe ba Yaakov v'rais Yosef bnoi melech. When Yaakov came and he saw Yosef in all his splendor, mistama accompanied by a large entourage, ba beliboy ahavasi v'irasi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is filled with ahava in yirav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How the midis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are perfect, and that he repays Sachar Toiv to those who fear him. V'zoi midas ha-chasidim ha-sheike lahim toiv. This is a midah of chasidim whenever good happens to them. Misdabkim el HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala toivois v'aymes shaseimim. They cleave, to this, recognizes goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with them. V'zeu kiriyas Shema. He chose to express it through reciting the Shema, Sheboi nizkar yichud malchus shamayim ve'ahavasi, in which we mention Hashem's oneness and love for him. V'ra'u yaya likos kiriyas Shema achar tzar hagadoil asher haya loy ba'avuroi. It was appropriate to read the Shema after the tremendous pain that he had gone through. V'atar ra'u yisei melech, and now to see Yosef as melech, haya oyeves HaKadosh Baruch Hu asher oseh lo zeh. He felt this overwhelming love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'kibel malchusei v'ahavasei v'irasei. Ad kan. Man ira ha'machazeh hazeh. The author comments, how awesome is this scene. Acharei kol shnei sepirut v'evel, after all these years of separation and mourning, hu zeiche lirois es b'noi ahuvoi. He sees his beloved son. V'eich lo yivkeh v'inashek v'iseh, can he not cry? V'hu korei kriyas shema. What we see is what we spoke about above. B'mikoim hargasha sa'ani ha'isa hargasha sabiri. He had changed, again, the focus was no longer the I at the center of his consciousness, but rather the consciousness of the Creator. Afidu barega shalev hoyme b'yisagshus nira. Even at the time when the heart is just overwhelmed with tremendous excitement, likas ben zikunim shelo ra'au 22 shanim. In seeing his young son that he had not seen for 22 years. That's the one example. The second one, Rav Simcha Zisz, Mikam Yishmasa Eden Kosav, Bichlalim Ktzarim Leyamim Noraim, Mishnas Tav Reish Lamed Aleph. So he writes there, Ikar Gadoil, Koidem Dibur Chaim Zulascha, a great Ikar, before you speak to fellow man, Lizkor Es Hashem Yisbar B'Ma'amar Mukhan Lazeh, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Av Sheyektas Sesira Batchila Lekablo Besef Ben Yefois. Even though that may seem to be a little bit of an undermining of the principle, the Mishnah of Avei mekabelis adam esef benu yefois. Im kol zeis, lemi shitiv oi baze, zeis koidem. Nonetheless, this takes precedence. To first, before speaking to other person, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a moment. This is from Kisvei Saba Mikel, Amud Chav Gimel. And the author explains, Kachis Hanchu Talmidei Harav Simcha Zizelbekel. That's how the Talmidim were trained. Takana Zoi Mar'a Be'etzba. This takana demonstrates conclusively Al Kach Shegam Bedoris Acharonim Efshar Lichyos B'Matzav, to the fact that even in later generations, not just in terms of Yaakov Avinu, one can live in this state, Shezechiras HaBoire Titpois Es Mekoyimah Shel HaRgasha HaTivis, that remembering the Creator takes the place of our natural, instinctive thoughts. Uchshebaim B'Magayim Mishu, and when you come into contact with someone, Ein Meschili Miyad L'Dabayitu, you don't immediately start a conversation, Shezoisi HaGisha HaTivit, this is our natural inclination, this is instinctive. Ela Mezkirim L'Atzman Kodem Seborei, first remind ourselves of the Boire, ואחר כך פונים אל הזולס בסבר פנים יפויס. And then a moment later, to turn to that individual בסבר פנים יפויס. הן אלו הרגשי דקויס. These are, of course, subtle things. וגם רב שמחה זיסל עצמו, because he himself wrote in that line that we quoted, שזה יתקנה למי שטבעוי כך. It suits those within whose natures it's possible. כי לב כל מויכה סביל דה. Not every mind can contain this. מכל מקום נראה כי כתקנה כזו היא בתחום האפשרי גם בדור האחרון. But still, it seems that such a takana is in the realm of the possible, even in these latter generations. עלינו להבהיר עוד, we have to explain further, כאשר אמרנו כי תודעת הבורא מחליפה את תודעת אני. When we said throughout this chapter that the idea is to place the consciousness of the Creator before the consciousness of the I, אין כמובן כוונסינו שאני אינו קיים עוד. We do not mean that the I no longer exists. כי זה מן הנמנע. That's impossible. It's מן הנמנע. That is not possible. When a human being cannot just remove his consciousness of himself. כוונסינו is what we mean is this. באדם קטן כמוינו עיקר מחשבתי סובבס את ענייניו הקטנים. With ordinary people, the main thought all the time is around his little things. He anuchiyis, egoistit b'teva. One's thoughts are inherently selfish. All the time, whenever again, when he's not concentrating on something, immediately it reverts, his conscience reverts to himself. Again, what he's going to have for lunch and the meeting that he has, the SMS that he has to read. These things immediately revert to his little inyanim. Etzel gedalei oylam harishonim v'acharonim. Whereas, by gedalei oylam, that knowledge, that remembering of the Creator is so established in the heart, to the point where those trivial thoughts are batel umvutal, when there's a moment that is free, the mind immediately reverts to inyanim of Torah. That's what's at the center. That's the where one's consciousness lies. וכך גם באס המיאס הרגש לקרס אדם אהוב, again relating to this incident with Yaakov Avinu, when one's emotions well up in just before coming into contact with a beloved person, דויכה אהבס השם אס אהבס האדם. The love for הקדוש ברוך הוא takes precedence over the love of the person. שלשלס ארוכה, it's a long chain, מיעקב אבינו אליו השלים, עד הפרשה הקטנה של בר כפרה. From Yaakov Avinu up to what בר כפרה calls this small parasha. It's a sentence, it's a verse. מרבינו יונה והחסיד יעבץ עד המהר"ל, from רבינו יונה in ספר היראה, and יעבץ in his commentary to פרקי אבות, to the מהר"ל, in brackets, שאם הוא עצמו לא היה במדרגה זו, לא היה מחדש בו זה. If the מהר"ל were not on this level, he would not have explained this passage of Yaakov Avinu in this way, in Gur Aryeh. ועד הסבא מיקלם, all the way to the סבא מיקלם. הווי אומר זהו היסוד היהודי כדברי החסידי אבויץ. This is this fundamental idea of Judaism, as רבינו יעקב מיימדן puts it. הננו רחוקים מאוד מתפיסה זו ביראת שמיים. We are very far from this conception of יראת שמיים. Very few people, very few of us would define יראת שמיים in this way. אך לדעס אנו חייבים. But we're obligated to know, at least. כי בפרשה קטנה זה תלויים כל גופי תורה. That in this פרשה קטנה, this idea of בכל דרכיך, דאי הוא, as the Gemara says, כל גופי תורה are tied in this, the Torah depends on this. ואי אפשר להסעלם מהחיוב להגיע ליראה זו. One cannot ignore the obligation to reach this יראה. Shehikium Bechol Derechecha Deo. That's the fulfillment of Bechol Derechecha Deo. Again, the switching of consciousness. Zoi Hayekitza Mit Adama Solam. That's the ultimate awakening from that anesthetic that we spoke about, that was injected into the world necessarily when it was created in a physical form. And that's how the end of the set of essays is really connected and rooted in the beginning. No matter how distant this deep idea of Yira is distant from us, it's obligatory that at least it should be heard. Adkan.